Nolte, Fox News promotes Microsoft's NewsGuard blacklist is good idea. By John Nolte on January 28, 2019. On Friday's Fox and Friends, Kurt Knudsen gushed over Microsoft's NewsGuard blacklist as fair and a good idea. Knudsen said, "This is a filter. So Microsoft has decided, in their latest mobile browser called Edge, that they're going to make this as part of the browser that you can just simply see a badge. What it does is it comes in red if it's unreliable, and it comes in green if it's reliable or trustworthy sources." The browser add-on is from NewsGuard Tech and its former journalists that run it. There are actually human beings behind it, and it's actually a good idea. When I looked pretty closely at it, it's pretty fair. They're giving some criticism to the left, to the right, pretty right down the middle, and they're calling it like it is. Watch the full segment here at the 36-minute mark. Knudsen's only concern is if Silicon Valley, is if Facebook grabs control of NewsGuard, but is. With establishment types running the blacklist, he thinks it's pretty freaking awesome. Well, of course, the backstabbers at Fox News love this blacklist. Why wouldn't they? 1. Fox News is not blacklisted, and 2. Fox News's competition at Breitbart News and other right-leaning sites are blacklisted. And so, what we have here from Fox News is a perfect example of "I've got mine or I'm going to appease the alligator, hoping he eats me last." Question. What is Fox News going to do when Microsoft and NewsGuard add Fox News to this blacklist? Seriously, what is Fox going to do now that it is on record gushing over just how fair and down the middle NewsGuard is? In brief, what is Fox News going to say for itself when Fox is blacklisted just in time for the 2020 presidential election, which is probably what's going to happen? Fox News has no principles. This is a news outlet that will rage against Silicon Valley when Silicon Valley harms Fox News. But if a Microsoft, which I believe is part of Silicon Valley, Kurt, launches a blacklisting tool and Fox News is not blacklisted, well, then, hell, yeah, this thing is awesome. And it hurts our competition and it might send more advertisers our way, and since we have no principles, we love this thing, Haas, and so should you. Fox News is also misleading its viewers into believing Microsoft's NewsGuard is fair and straight down the middle because, as Breitbart News reported, NewsGuard is blacklisting Breitbart News only for the sin of reporting stories the establishment does not want reported. Meanwhile, while NewsGuard is blacklisting Breitbart News for telling the truth, this very same NewsGuard is marking as credible proven hoaxes and news so fake they have been retracted. You think I'm kidding? Read this. Behold NewsGuard's mighty green checkmark informing readers that First Lady Melania Trump was an illegal alien. The Russians hacked Vermont's electric grid, and so on and so forth. Microsoft's NewsGuard is nothing less than a hoax site with two functions. 1. As you can see in the Google search screenshot above, NewsGuard is marking as credible the grossest lies about President Trump. So this is all about misleading voters in 2020. 2. NewsGuard wants to sucker advertisers into believing it is credible as a means to starve publications like Breitbart News that dare to report accurately stories the establishment does not want reported. No decent American is okay with any kind of central authority backed by a multinational corporation like Microsoft abusing its power to publish blacklists. But if you watch the video above, you will see the pathetic suck-up that is Fox News lapping up every treat the establishment throws its way while selling out the rest of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.